So continuing kind of the theme of the last two podcasts, which was foreign policy, I've got two final foreign policy questions, and then I'll go to some domestic policy questions. And, you know, maybe don't ask me foreign policy questions for a while, and that way we'll clear out, for the next few months, we'll clear out some of the other questions. Because I have to tell you, I've got a long, long list of questions, and I apologize to all those people that I have not gotten to their questions, and maybe we'll never get to them. You know, one way... resubmit them. If I've never answered your question, resubmit it, because sometimes it just drops to the bottom. But maybe if I see it again, I'll put it back up on top. So here are the last two foreign policy ones. Does Israel have the right to exist, considering it was created through the use of force by confiscating farmland, which were owned privately because they believed that the land was a gift from God to the Jewish people? Wow, what a question. It's full of error. It's just not true the way you're positioning Israel's founding. Israel's was not created by the use of force, created by the use of force of self-defense, but not in the use of force of confiscating farmland. It's just absolutely, unequivocally untrue. The land that the Jews settled on when they came to Palestine in the late 19th century, early 20th century, was land that they either bought or that was unowned, swampland, desert land. But they bought a lot of it. A lot of it was bought by Jewish families in Europe. Rich families like the Rothschilds bought large tracts of land throughout Palestine in which the Jews settled. And then they took over swamps and they dried those swamps and turned them into agricultural land. This is their land. This wasn't confiscated by anybody. Now, come 1947, the British are occupying Palestine as part of a United Nations mandate. You can question whether there should have been a mandate, but the fact is the UK was in a war, First World War, with Turkey, and it took over this territory and it now occupied it. The UN and the UK decided to split the land between the Jews and the Palestinians, and it gave a big chunk of it to the Palestinians, primarily where they owned the land, and the Jews got to keep the parts where they dominantly owned their land. And the Jews celebrated that day in November 1947, in which the United Nations split up into two countries, a Jewish state and a Palestinian state. The next day, the Palestinians started shooting. Later in 1948, Arab armies of Egypt, Iraq through Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, all invaded, all with the idea of wiping the Jews out. The Jews who were there fought back. They held all those armies at bay, occupied additional land for their own security, completely legitimate in wartime, and they held that land. And those are the pre-1967 borders. That was a war of self-defense. That land that was conquered during that war, it now belongs to Jews, as it should belong to Jews. It was the Palestinians who started this war. When you violate rights by starting war, you lose your property rights. You have no property rights. Now, if some Palestinian has had his property rights taken away from him illegitimately, they should sue in Israeli courts, as many of them have, and sometimes they win. And to the extent that they don't win, then it's unjust, and I'm on the side of that particular Palestinian. But the fact is that Israel wasn't created on that basis. Jews built Israel. They created it out of nothing. There were swamps and desert and nothing in Palestine of the 19th century until the Jews showed up and built industry and built cities and built agriculture and built an advanced Western civilization. And they built it not by stealing land, they built it by buying land. The Jews are the only people in the whole Middle East that protect property rights. Israel is the only country in the entire Middle East that allows its Arabs to vote. It's the only country in the Middle East that allows for representative government that basically generally protects rights, not protects rights like I as an objectivist would like, but protects rights like any Western country, like any country in Western Europe. There's no difference between Israel and France and Germany and England and Italy. They protect rights to the same extent. On some issues, Israel's better than those countries. Those countries have a right to exist. Israel has a right to exist. It is in constant battle. It is constantly under attack. It is constantly fighting wars of self-defense. It is constantly trying to establish peace with its neighbors, and its neighbors refuse. It is constantly trying to achieve peace with Palestinians, and the Palestinians refuse. So to claim Israel has no moral right to exist as a moral travesty. Of all the countries in the Middle East, Israel is the only country that has a right to exist. None of the other countries have rights to exist. They all are authoritarian regimes that violate every single right that their citizens hold, that often butcher their own citizens, that there is no private property in the rest of the Middle East. The only place in the Middle East with private property, you know, with some exception to all of what I've said, is Turkey. But even Turkey is shifting in another direction. And Turkey's so Israel's the only place that have any due respect for property rights, including the rights of Palestinians. Again, is the Israeli government an objectivist, wonderful, angelic government? Absolutely not. It has a draft. Israel should not have a draft. It's immoral. It does sometimes confiscate land from Arabs, I'm sure, where it shouldn't be confiscating those lands. Okay, criticize Israel on a case-by-case basis where it does that. Criticize them for not being objectivist. Absolutely. Criticize them when they violate rights. But to compare them to the Palestinians, who are fundamentally a rights-violating regime, or to compare them to any other country in the Middle East is moral travesty.